This is Akashvani, the news read by Khing Bia Khoi. India and Malaysia have decided to elevate their enhanced strategic partnership to a comprehensive strategic partnership. The two countries signed agreements in the fields of labour and employment, Ayurveda and traditional medicines, digital technologies, culture, tourism and cooperation in youth and sports. India and Malaysia also inked agreements in the area of public administration, governance reforms and mutual cooperation. The agreements were signed after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing a joint press conference after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said both sides will work on linking India's UPI with Malaysia's PayNet. He said trade between India and Malaysia can now be settled in Indian rupee and Malaysian ringgits. The Prime Minister said, Malaysia is an important partner of India in the Asian and the Indo-Pacific region. He said, India will extend full support to Malaysia's successful ASEAN Chairmanship in 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with his Polish counterpart, Donald Tusk, and will call on President Andrzej Duda. Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The second edition of the National Conference of Enforcement Chiefs of the State and Central GST Formations was held in New Delhi yesterday. The National Conference comes in the backdrop of a special drive being undertaken by both central and state formations to identify and weed out fake registrations. Addressing the conference, Secretary of the Revenue Department in the Finance Ministry, Sanjay Malhotra, encouraged the central and state GST formations to focus on the fake registrations during the special drive to ensure deterrence. He also added that the balance between enforcement actions and ease of doing business is important. In the conference, Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC Chairman Sanjay Agarwal emphasized the need for enforcement agencies to stay ahead of the evaders so that the sanctity of the GST system is preserved. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, has issued guidelines outlining the necessary steps for handling patients with suspected monkeypox virus. AIIMS said patients with fever, rash or a history of contact with confirmed monkeypox cases will be flagged for immediate assessment and key symptoms will be identified. It directed the departments to immediately place suspected patients in a designated isolation area to minimize contact with other patients and staff. Safdarjung Hospital has been designated for managing and treating monkeypox patients. The Indian Institute of Corporate Affairs, IICA, in partnership with Directorate General Resettlement, DGR, under the Defence Ministry yesterday inaugurated the first-of-its-kind certification program for defence officers in Manesar in Gurugram, Haryana. The two-week certification program is being attended by the 30 senior officers from all three services. The program will conclude on 31st of this month. The program witnessed participation of Air Vice Marshals, Major Generals and Rear Admirals, amongst other officers. The participants expressed their willingness and enthusiasm to understand corporate governance and its nuances. The program is designed to orient the participants with the conceptual and regulatory understanding of corporate governance. It also aims to orient the participants about the roles and responsibilities of the independent director and also to help them contribute effectively. Israeli forces retrieved bodies of 6 hostages from Gaza in overnight operation. The bodies of 6 Israeli hostages have been retrieved from Gaza during an overnight military operation in Khan Yunis, announced Israeli authorities. The Paralympic Committee of India, PCI, has appointed Satyaprakash Sangwan as the chef de mission of the Indian contingent for the upcoming Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. Sangwan is also the vice president of PCI. Sangwan will lead India's largest ever contingent of 84 para-athletes competing across 12 sports disciplines. Sangwan's extensive experience and passion for para-sports have made him a respected figure in the community. And that is the end of this news bulletin.